Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover, and if you have one of those stories to share, you can send me an email at randy.bushover@wben.com. With me for this segment, Mark Croce, the owner of Buffalo Chop House, Darcy McGee's, the all-new Curtis Hotel, and of course, the Statler Towers, which we'll talk about in a second, host of the Ice Ball on New Year's Eve. What's the status of the Statler Towers? How are things progressing there?
Well, you know, since we took over the property back in 2011, we renamed the property Statler City with all the different opportunities there for the property to grow, and adding the lobby bar, redoing all the ballrooms, and then positioning the property for redevelopment on the upper floors. With all the exciting things happening downtown, that building has been on fire. We're doing all the large galas and events, even with your radio station and group. A lot of very, very big fundraising parties and weddings galore. It's probably the wedding capital now of all downtown Buffalo when you think of the number of weddings, four or five, sometimes six a week. And we have a great tie-in now with the brand-new Curtis Hotel that we just opened, because one of the big questions used to be, do you have hotel rooms? And we would book sometimes 300-400-person weddings, and they wanted blocks of rooms, and we never had rooms to offer. And now with the fabulous Curtis Hotel just up the alley, we can give them the best of all worlds, the finest wedding venue in Western New York and the finest hotel in Western New York all in one package.
Yeah, that is a very nice synergy, a nice thing to have. And sorry about the Statler City. I should know, it's not like it's a new change. It's
right.
Been that way for a while, but it's like trying to think of the name of the stadium down in Orchard Park, and it's screwing that up. But,
yeah, it's new something, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. But it is Statler City we're talking about, and the Ice Ball, as we mentioned, is coming New Year's Eve, and that's become fast a new tradition here in Buffalo, really.
It has. You know, people are always looking for something great and fun and exciting to do, even the people that don't go out all throughout the year because of other family commitments and whatever. That New Year's Eve seems to be a thing that people, whether they come to first night and they do the family fun event, or if they're going to go when there's the Tucks and Pucks and there's hockey, or there's something going down at Shades Performing Arts Center, it's just an exciting night for people to go out and celebrate a new year in our great country, and people like to ring it in. And we established the Statler City Ice Ball the first year when we opened in 2011, and we had our hiccups the first year, and since we've we threw that makeup party, we've recovered, and we've been sold out every year since. So the great thing is it's become a tradition, and we have a lot of repeat customers that get groups of 6, 8, 10, 12 people to come back year over year, because we have great food. We have a lot of open bar. We have great entertainment. A couple of the best live bands in Western New York, one that plays in the Golden Ballroom, one that plays in the Terrace Room. We put a great DJ up on the mezzanine and basically just have food, drink, and entertainment all night long. We open the Niagara Room down on the lower level for the folks that can't afford the big ticket with all the great food, and they just want something a little lighter, but they want that party experience. We also have those tickets available for more of the young partier crowd, not the adult sophisticated crowd that comes to the upstairs Ice Ball.
And again, you've got a nice safe environment, warm environment, and Literally music everywhere, as you mentioned.
Music everywhere, great food everywhere, fantastic service, and the facility, it's a landmark. It's a historic landmark built in 1923. It was Ellsworth Statler's flagship property, and he really set the tone for modern hospitality. And, even though I was never in the hotel business before, just getting to know about Statler and knowing about some of the amenities and some of the things that he did over and above was set his properties apart from the rest of the country at the time. I've incorporated some of that philosophy into the Curtis Hotel, and we've quickly become Buffalo's first five-star hotel that Buffalo's ever seen. So all the rating agencies have made us five stars within 4 months of opening, and that's unheard of. Nobody in Buffalo has ever achieved a five-star rating across the board in Buffalo to this date.
And I know we're just getting to the beginning stages as we talk about this whole holiday season, but are there still tickets available for the big ball at Ice Ball at Statler City?
Actually, yes, the tickets are just going on sale. We've had some pre-sale, and we're going to start marketing with Mark Walter and your group this week. We usually start in October, and we start with an early bird special. And we decided to wait till November this year to give different people an opportunity to buy tickets, because we do sell out every year and there's some disappointed people. So the tickets technically are on sale. You can go to statlercity.com and find the different options. And we have a new program this year where you can actually select your table in advance, and then, you know, so that people don't have to wait and get their whole group together to reserve a table. They can pick a table and they can start populating the table with this new online software program, buy their tickets, then have their friends go online with their own money and buy tickets to sit at the same table. So this is new technology that we're using this year, because it was very confusing in years past where people want to get moved around and combined, and so we waited a little longer to launch it so that we could have this option available. And it'll be another week or so before we're starting to sell the tickets for the Niagara Room, because that's a whole separate party. That's a DJ down there. That's more of a dance party for the younger crowd, but it's totally separated. If you get an ice ball ticket, you're welcome to go to any of the venues upstairs on the first two levels, the main level and the mezzanine level, and all the entertainment, but it does not include a ticket to the Niagara Room, because 1 year we allowed people to go back and forth, and then everybody migrated downstairs for the late night dancing, and we had a capacity issue trying to control who came in and who came out, so we try to keep it fair to everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tougher, because you're going to have the fire marshal literally next door when they make the move to the new headquarters, keeping tabs on how many people are in there.
We can't wait for the fire marshal move next door. You know, he's the fire chief, the chief of prevention, Mark Morgani, that works for the city of Buffalo, has done a great job and has really helped us position that property. That property was built to hold thousands of people. As you know, there used to be a time when there was more than 2,000 people working in that building when it was fully occupied. And so that's the hope for the future again, that we get enough influx and enough momentum and some new employers and some new development opportunities to bring more people downtown. Because a lot of people always ask the question, when are you going to redo the building? And I asked the question back, when are they going to redo M&A's? When are they going to redo HSBC Tower? These are monumental projects that cost $100+ million to redevelop, and it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a plan. It's going to take a lot of strategic planning, working with the city and county government, and trying to find a great use for the property, a great reuse. And these big projects in a city that doesn't have new demand generators and new employees working in downtown aren't going to happen overnight. So when people always ask the question, I say, why don't you focus on the other four projects that we're currently working on that are adding vibrancy to our city? And Statler City will take its own form when the time is right.
Statler City, among the things that Mark Croce owns, also Buffalo Chop House, Darcy McGee's, and the all-new Curtis Hotel, which we will turn our focus to in just a second. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And before we go away from that, we really didn't talk about price point for the ice ball. So what are tickets, what are the ranges for tickets?
Well, I think, don't you guys get a handful for free? No, it's just this. I'd have to check online, because I know we held the price at the same price as last year. I think for the deluxe package, which includes tax service charge, valet, you know, we have the parking. We rent the parking ramp at Turner for all of our guests. We have coat checks included, service charges included. And I think the early bird price is either $125 or $135. I'd have to check online, but it's whatever it was last year. We held the same pricing year over year, because we want to have another sellout this year. And it is the most popular adult function in the city on New Year's Eve. The mayor comes and joins us every year after New Year's when the ball drops. Him and his family stop by for a little celebration, and he's always proud to see that the building is alive and well. And I think he just comes to check on things to make sure that, you know, it's right across the street from City Hall, so he wants us to keep City Hall looking good.
Yeah, just going to say, Statler City, of course, right on Niagara Square. Is it technically off of Delaware or technically off of...
It occupies, you know, almost like two full city blocks. It sits on over 2 acres of land, and it occupies that whole triangle on Niagara Square. The official address is 107 Delaware Avenue, but it has an entrance on Genesee Street. It has another entrance on Franklin Street, right across from the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center. We've been, you know, talking to the county about a possible expansion and the synergy between Statler City, the Convention Center, maybe some expansion opportunities, because I know they've been investigating ways of bringing more conventions and conferences to downtown Buffalo, and we remain open-minded to finding a way to work collaboratively with the city and the county to make it a true destination so that we can attract more of these out-of-town conferences to downtown Buffalo to help support the whole community.
Yeah, brought up the street address because I wanted to point out the fact that your Curtis Hotel, not that far, like you said, just on Franklin Street, not just the walking distance from the Statler City.
Basically one block or one alley. There's Bean Alley, and you can walk up the alley or you can just walk up Franklin Street one block, and we're right in the corner of Franklin and West Huron. fabulous white terracotta building that, as you know, is lit up for different things. We were lit blue for in honor of Officer Craig Lehner and kept our flags at half-mast. And then we went pink for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, we get different requests all the time for different, for multiple sclerosis. And there's a lot of different social things that people have always sending us emails. Can you go this color for this night or for this weekend? And we always try to accommodate because it's a little way of giving back to the community a little. And they try to coordinate us with the Peace Bridge and some of the other places that have these high-tech LED lights that are available now. And out of respect to the community, we always try to accommodate all those requests, especially as they relate to people's needs that are near and dear to their heart.
Yep, definitely a nice way to give back, too. The hotel itself, I mean, just obviously you've transformed what was a neglected property into this beautiful boutique hotel, mm-hmm. which has a number of amenities, among which are Chez Ami, the rotating bar.
Well, Chez Ami, for those that remember and those that have heard about it from their parents and grandparents, it was fabulous back in the 40s and 50s. It was world-renowned, one of the most popular places in the United States for live entertainment and big show acts. And it had a revolving bar, albeit much smaller than our version of the Chez Ami. So what we did was we tried to recreate the vision and try to learn as much as we could about the original design intent of the original Chez Ami, which did a lot of stage shows. It was more of a supper club. It was owned by the Amigon family, who is very well known in this community. It was Phil Amigon was the owner, him and his wife, and all the Amigons that we're familiar with here. That's why the play off the name Chez Ami or Chez Ami, depending on how people pronounce it, is not technically perfected in French, but the AMI was part of the connection to the Amigon name and Amigon family, and they've been very supportive over the years. In fact, I just went to an auction this past weekend and bought a bunch of old paraphernalia and things from the original restaurant that were menus and postcards and different scrapbooks and a portrait of Mr. Amigon himself, because we have a little area in a basement. We're going to set up a little lock counter just to show some of the history, because the place had tremendous history in Buffalo's back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and people just loved going to that spot. They loved getting their picture taken there. It was for all the socialites, the who's who, and we're trying to create a new way, a new modern Chez Ami with our restaurant, which is connected to our hotel, but it is a destination restaurant for locals. Every week we have a lunch special, and people aren't aware, but we do a buy one, get one free, just so people get exposed to the restaurant, and then they come back for dinner or late night cocktails, because we have the rooftop lounge up top called View Rooftop Lounge, where you can oversee the whole city panoramic. We have a view of the Lake Erie shoreline, Point Avenue in Canada. So a lot of times people are going to come down for dinner at the Chez Ami. They may be staying over for a staycation, an anniversary, a special celebration. We get an awful lot of locals that say, I want to just stay overnight, use your urban hot springs and soak in the hot springs, grab a dinner, go rest in their room, go up to the rooftop lounge and not have to worry about driving anywhere. Or if they're going to the Statler City for a wedding event, they can literally walk or have our complimentary shuttle pick them up after the event, bring them back to the hotel, because we give people rides within a two-mile radius of the property and a free shuttle back and forth to the airport daily on demand. So we do have this service available 24 hours a day. Again, one of the only hotels in downtown to offer that, and that one of the things that helped earn us the 5-star rating.
Literally at the center of things going on downtown, because most of the major properties that you have right downtown.
Right.
Mark, pleasure to chat with you as always, and good luck, continued success, and hopefully we can sell out the Ice Ball, Statler City, one more time with the web address for that.
The Ice Ball is statlercity.com, all one word, and we never got a chance to talk about the Buffalo Chop House.
Oh, I think people kind of know a little bit about it, but how is that going?
It's having a tremendous year. The economy seems to be up. People... we built that spot in 2002. We opened in November 2002, so it was 15 years ago. And I'll tell you, we've seen 8 or 10 different steakhouses come and go, and they can't hold a candle to the Buffalo Chop House. It's still the number one steakhouse in Western New York. People come there regularly. We have all the sports stars when out-of-town celebrities are in town. It is the go-to place, and we do shuttle people back and forth from the Curtis, but people say, how have you been able to maintain this property and this business for so long when we've seen so many other restaurants open and close? It's just consistent quality, great service, beautiful ambiance, and a great location right on Franklin Street, right in the epicenter of everything that you talked about. All the things that you mentioned are really on the same street as the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center. We do a lot of things in conjunction with the Convention Center, but Buffalo has been very supportive, and we're thankful that they appreciate the Buffalo Chop House and continue to support us. and support Curtis Hotel and all the other endeavors that we're undertaking downtown, because it's a great time to be in the city of Buffalo. Buffalo is on the move. It's on the rise. And we're very happy that Mayor Brown got elected for another four-year term, because he's been very supportive.
And you've been a big player in a lot of those moves downtown, too. So congratulations on that, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Mark. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Mark Croce, again, with the Curtis Hotel, Statler City, Buffalo Chop House, Darcy McGee, among other properties downtown. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.